Today's shiur is Masechta Nida Daf Yud, and we will begin on Daf Tes Amud Beis at the fourth wide line. We learned in the Mishnah Reb Elazar Omer Kali Shashav Alav. So we learned in the Mishnah that Reb Elazar said if we have a girl who didn't ever have a discharge, and then she had three discharges, and then she stopped for 3 months. Or Rabbi Elazar says, and then she stopped for 3 months, the halacha is that she doesn't, the dai is shata. And then Rabbi Elazar said that even if it's a girl who's a giyas mana lirois, who's already older, that the time for her to see came, the halacha is that still if she skipped 3 days, 3 months, 90 days, the halacha is dai is shata. The Chachamim disagreed. Tanya Amalam Reb Elazar Chachamim. So the Gemara begins with Reb Elazar speaking to the Chachamim. Ma'isa B'riba Achas B'Hislu. There was a story with a girl in Hislu. She was Sikus Sholas Oynas. That after having seen 3 times, she stopped for 90 days. And everybody here agrees that Sholas Oynas here means 3 times 30, 90 days. Uba Maslef Nechachamim. And the question was asked to the Chachamim, what is Halacha? And they pask in Dayashata. So we see, Rav Elazar says to the Chachamim, even if it's a girl who is a Giyas Mana Lirois, if she stops for 90 days, the halacha is Dayashata. Amrlo, to which the Rabbanan responded, Ein Shasat Chak Raya. That was a special situation, and we can't build a psak based on a special pressing situation. Asked him, Ramai Shasat Chak, what was the unique situation? Says the Gemara, Ikadamri, some explained there was Shnas Betzuras Hava, there was a famine, it was a hunger year. And if we would have said that all of the Taharis that she touched in the last 24 hours, or that she touched since her last Bedika, which we assumed were Tahar, now she become Tamei, they'll not be usable. At least not be usable to people who need taharis. And therefore, we couldn't afford to throw away good food in such a time. Ikadamri, taharis apish lavido, she made a lot of taharis in that 24-hour period, in the last 24 hours before she had a discharge. And now, chosh rabbanon will have to the taharis. If we're going to have to throw it out, we have good tar food that we're throwing out. And as the Mefarshim explained, what's the nafkamina between the two ikadamris? The nafkamina does it have to be a hefsid meruba, which is the first shot? It was a shnas betzuris, it was a hunger year, and throwing out food is a hefsid meruba. Or does it not necessarily even have to be a hefsid meruba, even if it's just a hefsid, it's also something that's considered a shasat chak. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Mas of Os Rebbe K'Reb Elazar. There was once a situation where Rebbe passing like Reb Elazar. Lachash Nisker. Then he remembered that he was only following the psak of Reb Elazar. And as we said, the Chachamim disagree with Reb Elazar. Amar, but he said, Kedai hu Reb Elazar lismach alav k'shasat chak. In the shasat chak we could rely on him. So Rashi explains, what was the Shasat Chak? Again, there was a situation of a Shnas Petzuris. Taisvis disagrees, because Taisvis says that if it was a situation of Shnas Petzuris, we just learned that even the Rabbanan would agree that we say Dayashata. And therefore Taisvis says the Shasat Chak here was two pshat, and Taisvis suggests. One pshat Taisvis suggests is that they began just with some Taharis, and that wasn't a big deal. But he said, since there's other taharas, we can let her use it. Another pshat is that the person who had asked the shailu, who had touched the taharas, wasn't here to find. And we didn't have an easy way of identifying, if this was available to determine if they had, to get back and determine where taharas were touched. Ask the Gemara, my lachash nisko. What does it mean lachash nisker. Ilema, if it means lachash nisker, then halach Rebbe Elazar, that he remembered that we don't follow Rebbe Elazar's psak, rather, elik Rabbanon, we follow the psak of the Rabbanon, ask the Rabbi Shas Atchak, heche kevasei. Just because it's Shas Atchak, can we do the wrong thing? Says the Gemara, what it meant was as follows. The halacha really was never decided in the Gemara. So what is meant, lachash nisker? What it's meant is, lachash nisker, after he remembered the lav yochet paligalei, it's not just one individual arguing with Rebbe Elazar. El rabim paligalei, it's the rabbanon who represent a rabbim. So now he said, how could I follow the opinion of Rebbe Elazar? We know the halacha always is, yochet v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. And at that point he said, Omar, k'dayu Rebbe Elazar l'sruch alav b'shas adchak, we could rely on him b'shas adchak. So this concept that you could rely on somebody who's a yochid b'shas adchak, there's much discussion when, what, and where. Firstly, there's a very big machlokas rishonim. If it's only said by a drabonim, which is the case of our Gemara, the whole din of dayishata or retroactive tumah, as we learned at the beginning of Masechta, is only drabonim. But could be by a deraisa. We don't have this concept. Furthermore, the Paiskim say, we can't make up by ourselves, this is a very, very important concept, we can't make up on our own that this is a shas adchak, and even though there's a very minority opinion, it's okay, b'shas adchak. Only when the Gemara tells us that we can rely on this opinion, b'shas adchak, can we rely on such opinion. Otherwise, just to take, we'll find one opinion, a minority opinion, which is not the halacha, and then we'll determine that's a shas adchak, and rely on it, it'll be the breakdown of our entire halachic process. And there's another machlokes, when we say that we rely on a yochid b'shas adchak, does that mean l'chatchila we can rely on this opinion b'shas adchak? Or does it mean that only b'di'evid we can rely on a yochid on this yochid b'shas adchak? So the Gemara actually elaborates on what we discussed earlier, which is to a degree a repetition of what we learned in the Mishnah. Tanabon. Tanaikish leigi is manaliros. And this is important. We speak here about a tanaikis, about a young woman who's not yet of age. Shleigi is manaliros. V'ra pam rishayna. She sees the first time, daloch is dayishata. Shnia, the second time, dayishata. Shlishis, once she sees a third discharge, hareku kolanoshim, the regular rule of all women apply to her, and she's metam meis leis from pekidah pekidah, we have the retroactive tumma. Over Allah, sholosh oinus, if now 90 days pass, and she didn't have any discharge, dalokh is dayishata. Over Allah, sholosh oinus, again, another 90 days, verasa, and she has a discharge, again, dayishata. Vod over Allah, sholosh oinus, verasa, now she has a 90-day discharge, the third 90-day, Hareka Kala Noshim. So now we see that her vest is a 90-day vest. And the way most Rishonim explain, based on what we learned at the end of the yesterday Shir, it doesn't mean that it's specifically 90 days, even if it's 90, 91, 92, but it's all in the same range. And now, Umatama Meis Leisim B'kid L'B'kidah. This is all by a girl who's Loi Higiyaz Mana Liros. And as we learned in the Mishnah, this halacha, by a girl whose leg is manaliris, is really everybody's opinion. Rebbe Elazar and the Chacham don't disagree. It's only on the next case that we're about to learn where there's a dispute between Rebbe Elazar and the Chacham. There's a very important issue to bring up, which the Gemara will allude to later in the Shir, and much more in depth later in the Masechta. There's machlokes throughout Shas. How many times does something have to happen that it should be considered a chazaka? Two times, which is the opinion of Rebbe, or three times, which is the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So most Rishonim explain, and that's pretty clear from the Gemara as well, that this b'raisa follows the opinion of Rebbe. If you're going to say that the b'raisa follows the opinion of Rebbe, so why did we say the first rule of the b'raisa was that this girl had one discharge and two discharges, only by the third discharge does she become tamei retroactively? if Rebbe holds two times as chazaka, the halacha should be that after the second discharge, she's obviously a girl that sees, and it should be dayasha. It should already be tamei retroactive after the second riyah. So the Rashba has a very interesting approach. It's not the approach of most mafarshim. He says the first riyah doesn't count. So therefore, the second riyah and the third riyah, and now we have a chazaka according to Rebbe. But most mafarshim explain that yes, the Bryce is following the opinion of Rebbe. And Rebbe's opinion is you have to have two discharges. But what makes two discharges? What makes Chazaka two discharges? So after she had two discharges, two riyas, the third riyah, she's considered a girl that has that is a regular woman and has the halacha of tumah retroactive. So that's why only by the third riyah will the halacha be of retroactive tumah. But then the Mefarshim go on to ask, if our Braisa represents the opinion of Rebbe, so the next halacha of Rebbe, the next halacha of the Braisa was that after she stops seeing 90 days, Dayashata, again 90 days, Dayashata. Why? If she stopped seeing, if she, after the second time, shouldn't that be a riot that she's back to where she was, and already at the second time, the halacha is that she should be tamei retroactively. So to that, the Mefarshim explain, again, trying to explain that the Braisa is consistent with the opinion of Rebbe, that what happens is as follows. Yes, you have this girl, lo yigiyas man alirois, but since she had these three riyas, she's considered a regular woman. Once 90 days pass without a riyah, it's not that she's somewhere in the middle. She goes back to the beginning. Because again, we have to remember, we're speaking about a woman whose lo yigiyas man alirois. And therefore, so she's back to the beginning. The halacha, as we just finished explaining, is that you have to have three riyas to have the din of retroactive tumah. That was regarding a woman whose lo yigiyas man alirois. Now begins the braisa, ukshigiyas man alirois. Now if you have an older girl whose igiyas man alirois, and we'll speak later in the shiur exactly at what point that is. Pam Rishayna, the first riyah she has, the halach is Dayashata. Shnia, the second riyah, she's already Matam Esles Mekilu Pekida. Already by second riyah, since she's a Giyaz Man Alirites, she's Tamei retroactively. Now, continues the Braisa, Ovala Sholosh Ernest Rasa, if she skipped to 90 days, Dayashata. And this, as the older Rishayna point out, represents the opinion of Rebbe Elazar, not the Chachamim, as we said earlier in the shir. Now the Gemara begins to analyze this braisa. Says the Gemara, Amamar, we learned in this braisa, Avrala Shalosh Onus, 90 days passed, again, we're talking about the girl whose lo yigiyas man alirois, 90 days passed, Dayashata. Hada, again 90 days, Dayashata. Ask the Gemara, Hada Chazi Ba'onus, which means, the Braisa said that we're speaking about a girl who's 90-90-90. And the Braisa says after the third 90-day interval, the halacha is she's tamei retroactively. Ask the Gemara, what would be if instead of the third interval being 90 days, the third interval would be 30 days? Will it be the same halacha, whether it's 30 days or 90 days? Or will it be, no, only when it's 90 days, not when it's 30 days. And what's the explanation of the Gemara's question? So as the Rishonim explain, on one hand we could say, the fact that she had three riyas is a raya that she's back to being a regular woman, and the halacha that she's tamei retroactively. And it doesn't make a difference if it's a 90-day interval or it's a 30-day interval. On the other hand, we could say that only if she has a 90-day break, three 90-day breaks, so that shows that this is her new veset. But if it's not three consistent breaks, so then she's really not proving that she's like a regular woman. And therefore the halacha should be that she is not tummy retroactively. And to explain this a little better, she's really a girl who's lohigiyas manaliris. So since she's a girl that's lohigiyas manaliris, so unless we have some sort of consistency in her breaks, maybe only then does Rebbe Elazar say that after the third equal break, will she be tummy retroactively. But if they weren't equal intervals, then we shouldn't say that. On the other hand, we could say the fact that she has three riyas puts her in the category, this is what the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, of a giyas mana lirois, and every girl who's giyas mana lirois is tamei retroactively. Mai, what is the halacha? Amrav Gidl Amarav, Pam Rishon of Shniya Dayashata. After the first interval, the second interval, if it is a 90-day break, Dayashata. Shlishis makes no difference how long that interval was, 90 days, 30 days, once she has the third Riyah, Metamim Eis Leisa Mekida Mekida. So now, the Mefarshim asks an obvious question. So the Gemara is teaching us a very big chumrah, that we would have thought that if the third interval is 90 days, that's when she's tummy retroactively. But if it's not 90 days, it's only 30 days, she's not. Teaches us the Gemara that even if it's a 30-day interval, she's tummy lemafreya. So why didn't the Braisa tell us the big chiddush? That even a 30-day interval makes a tummy lemafreya. You don't have to wait for a 90-day equal-sized interval. So Rishonim say beautiful teretz. On one hand, you're right. A 30-day interval doesn't represent consistency. But on the other hand, a 90-day interval represents a very big break. So we could think that a woman who has such a large break between her riyas should not be tamei lemafreya. And that the Braisa considers a bigger chiddush than a 30-day break. That's why the Braisa chose to tell us the chiddush, that even though she had these 33 very long breaks of 90 days, after the third time she's tamei lemafreya, and we'll certainly understand that if the break was shorter, which is much more similar to all other women, that she will be tamei lemafreya. Now the Gemara asks another question. Void. Over a gimel oynus v'rasa dayishata. Hadachazi ba'oynus mai. Ask the Gemara the following question. Do we say that only in a situation where it was 90 days she's tamei, or even if she was tamei in 30 days, in the second case? In other words, the Braisa said that if she's a woman who's a giyas mana lirois and she had a 90-day break, so the halach is that she's tamei only dayishata, not backwards. Ask the Gemara, what would be if it wasn't a 90-day break, it was a 30-day break? What would be the halacha? Arav gana marav, gidla marav, pam rishona dayishata, shniya, batam es leisum v'kila v'kida. Again, to repeat what this means. That let's say you have a girl who's a giyas mana lirois, and she had a 90-day break. So the halacha is that she's tamei lemafreya. She's dayishata. Then the Braisa said if she has another break of 90 days, the halacha will be that she's tamei lemafreya. What will be if the second break will not be 90 days, will only be 30 days? Says the Gemara, then too, it makes no difference if it's a 30-day break or it's a 90-day break, she's tamei lemafreya. Ask the Gemara, as we've said ourselves at the beginning of this year, Mani, who is the Tan of this Braisa? Rebbi. It obviously represents the opinion of Rebbi, the Om betrays him, have a chazaka. That just two riyas create a chazaka that she is considered like a regular woman. Ask the Gemara, Ema Seifa, so let's understand the Seifa, Over La Gimel Agnes, that Virasa Dayishata. What did the Seifa say? And we pointed this out when we learned the Seifa. That if we have a girl who's a Giyas Mana Lirois, and now she saw three times, and then she has a 90-day break, so the Loch is Dayishata on that first 90-day break. So as we said at the beginning of today's Shir, whose opinion does that represent? It represents the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. So ask the Gemara, so this is the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, not the opinion of Rebbe. So who's the Tan of this Braisa? Isn't this psak that even though she's a girl, who's a giyas mana lirois, and she saw three times, but if she has a 90-day break, the first 90-day break, that loch is dayishata, that's Rebbe Lezer's opinion. V'chi teima, and if you'll say, which comes to everybody's mind as first thought, that this Braisa still represents the opinion of Rebbe. However, Uba Oynes, when it comes to this question about breaks and what the halacha is after different breaks. In this halacha, he agrees with Rebbe Lezer. Ask the Marmi Savala, how can we say that Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Lezer? Let's remember where we began the shiur today. V'savaloi k'Rebbe. V'alacha sh'niska kamer. Didn't we learn at the beginning of the shiur that Rebbe passed like Rebbe Lezer? And then he remembered, oi, how did I pass him like Rebbe Lezer? And he consoled himself with saying that it was a shas adchak. But what does that obviously teach us? That he himself didn't agree with Rebbe Lezer. Because if he agreed with Rebbe Lezer, why was he upset that he passed him like Rebbe Lezer? Says the Gemara, Ella, we have to say that who is the Tana of this Brisa? The Tana of this Brisa is Rebbe Lezer he. And therefore, it exactly matches his opinion as stated in the Mishnah that we learned. But in the question of Vestas, that how many times is a Chazakah accomplished, is established, and that he holds like Rebbe. And Rebbe Lezer agrees with Rebbe, but Rebbe doesn't necessarily agree with Rebbe Lezer. So now, just to review, we have a situation. Again, a girl. Whose loy higiyas manaliris. So what is the halacha of a girl whose loy higiyas manaliris? So, Rebbe Lezer paskind. The first riyah she's fine, the second riyah she's fine, the third riyah is daishata. Then Rebbe Lezer said if she had a 90-day break, daishata. Another 90-day break, daishata. Third 90-day break, she's tamila mafreya. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara begins to discuss, now what would be the halacha if after the second 90-day break, but she didn't have a third riyah yet, she had a kesem, between the second and third riyah. How will we treat that kesem? Kesem. And as we've discussed many times in our shiurim, a kesem, just first to define a kesem, is a stain is found on an undergarment, and a stain is found on a linen that she slept on, and it doesn't have an easy explanation that it came from a different source of blood. Furthermore, most Rishonim of the opinion that the kesem that's being discussed is strictly a kesem that's found on an undergarment or on a sheet, on linen, a blanket. If the kesem were actually on her body, we have to treat like a riyah, because it's mamish on her body. We have a much harder way. It's much harder for us to understand it, and we have to be machmer. So again, we're speaking about a very specific situation. A kesem was found on the undergarment on a sheet between the second 90-day break. There was a 90-day break once, another 90-day break, and after the second 90-day break, we found a kesem. Kesem shebein rishayin v'shniya. If the kesem was found between the first 90-day break and the second 90-day break, there's no question that it's tar. What about the kesem that's found after the second 90-day break, between the second and third riyah? Chizki yom tamei. Chizki's opinion is that it's tamei. Rabbi Yochanan matar. Rabbi Yochanan says it's tar. Chizki yom tamei. Why does Chizki hold it's tamei? Because he says kiven de lechazia. If she had a third riyah, and let's review what we learned in today's shir. The third riyah we learned on top of this amid. Yes, the Brisa spoke about a third 90-day break. But we paskin in our Gemara, it makes no difference how long that break is, because the Gemara paskin that even if it was a shorter break, it would have the same halacha. So since the third riyah, the halacha would be da'yishata, so we also treat the kesem strictly. Kivin the ilachazia, once she has a third riyah, she's tamei. The halacha is that we don't say da'yishata under that third riyah. Kis manami, so too will be the halacha regarding her kesem. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says tar. Kivin leich schazik b'dam. He says, until she has the third riyah. And again, the Rishonim point out, it's very possible that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with what we learned on Tapir Amid. That we don't care how long there is a break between the second and the third riyah. The Brisa spoke about a 90-day break, but the halacha is it makes no difference how long that break is. Yes, once there's a third break, that third break establishes that she is a woman that's seeing dam, but you have to have the third riyah. And anything before that third riyah, she's not tamei, and we say the kismin nami lemetamin Allah. Ask the Gemara, and we have to say a word of introduction. There's a halacha that we're going to spend, it's actually a mishnah, later in the Masechta, Daf Samach Dalet. But it's referred to very often in Masechta before Daf Samach Dalet. Mishnah speaks to you about a girl who's a psula, a virgin who gets married. And we know a girl who is a virgin, gets married, has dam basulim. And therefore the dam that comes after that act, we attribute to the dam basulim, not to the, that it's a nida. But there's machlekes b'sham b'selel, how long do we do that for? So, there are two cases that are spoken about, at least relevant to our share. There's a girl who's a giyaz manaliris and a girl who's lo yigiyaz manaliris. A girl who's lo yigiyaz manaliris, we say that Reish Shammai's opinion is we give her 4 nights. And Beis Hillel says, until we can be sure that it was healed, we could be lenient. A girl who's a giyaz manaliris, there Beis Shammai says we give her 1 day, and Beis Hillel says we give her 4 days. So ask the Gemara. Maskela Rabbi Lohi, why are we so much stricter with this girl who is loy igiyaz manaliros, that the kesem between the second and third riya we treat so strictly, v'chima bein zula b'sula shedameh tahirim, just like by b'sula we are lenient, so too here we ought to be lenient. And there's a machlokes in the Rishonim how to understand what the Gemara means. But essentially, they all say the same point. The same point they're trying to make is that just like we see over there, the girls who shloi giyaz manaliros, and therefore we take this lenient opinion, Beis Hillel says, until we can be sure that it was healed, we're fine. Here too, we should take a lenient opinion. And until it was firmly established that she's back on track as a woman who's having discharges, the halacha should be that we should be mekel on the ksamim. How come Chizkiya is machmir? And even though the Mefarshim say the obvious point, which is going to be the Gemara's Teretz is that there, let's read the Gemara's Teretz, Amar Zu Sirfa Matsui, Vizu Ain Sirfa Matsui, by the girl who had this act, who was a psula, whose husband had a relationship with her, so that broke the psulim, and that's the cause of the dam. Here you don't have another way of explaining the dam. So it's an obvious Teretz. What's the Gemara's Havamina? So Mefarshim explain, it's not always so obvious by a besula, because again, we aren't able to do this. But in the times of Chazal, they were able to look at dam and tell you where the dam came from. So the halacha that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel hold, that we could be lenient with dam besulim, is even if somebody looks at that dam and is able to tell you clearly, I know that this is not from the dam besulim, it makes no difference. We take a lenient approach. So what do we see from there? That Chazal were lenient, even when we can't give a good explanation. So here too, we should take a lenient approach to the kesem. So the Gemara is still not the same. There is an act that we could connect to. Here there's no act that we could connect to. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yitzadik. Tanoik Yishlai Giyaz Man Aliros. Again, we have this girl who's not yet of age. V'rasa Pam Rishayna V'shniya. So the halacha is, Roiku Medresa B'shuk Tahar. The halacha is that the roik, the saliva of a nida, Meshava, the seat of a nida, are all tamei. Says the Gemara that even this girl who is Flayigiyaz Manalirois, and even though she's already seen, we take a lenient opinion to her roik and a medres. So Mefarshim asks an obvious question. It says B'shuk. B'shuk is Rishus Rabbim. And we discussed quite extensively at the beginning of our Masechta that a Sofik Tumah B'Rishus Rabbim, we take a lenient opinion. So of course we're going to be lenient. Any Sofik Tumah. Why are we specifically lenient? Only because it's a girl, Shuloi Higiyaz Man Aliros. So Mefarshim answer that Chazal, even though normally the Halach is that Sofik Tumah B'Rishus Rabbim is Tameh, the Reik and Moshev of a Nida Chazal were machmer on. And they said that even if it's a Sofik, it was just Rabbi should be machmer. But in this case, we were lenient. Makes the point, the Gemara, Kisma, and we're also lenient towards a Kesem. And now the Gemara says, V'lo Yidani, and we're not quite certain. When Rabbi Yochanan made this statement, was he saying it today? Was it his own opinion? im de rabbi, or he was quoting his rebbe Reb Shimon Yitzadik. Ask him alamai nafkamina. What does make a difference if he's saying his own opinion? Reb Yochanan is a great enough Talmud Chacham. What's the difference if he was quoting his rebbe? Answers the Gemara, l'mehevet dvarav shel echav makum shnayim. Because if it not only represents his own opinion, but it also represents the opinion of his rebbe Reb Shimon Yitzadik. So what we're going to be having here is Reb Yochanan and Reb Shimon Yitzadik taking a lenient opinion on the Ksamim versus Chizkiya, who's taking a strict opinion. And as the Mefarshim explain, in a machlokes between Chizkiya and Reb Yochanan, we're going to side with Chizkiya. Either because Chizkiya, we always side with Chizkiya, or because we see that Chazal take a strict approach when we tell Chesnida, and he's the machmer here. But if it's not just going to be Reb Yochanan who's lenient, it's also going to be Reb Shimon ben Yitzadik that's lenient, then we go with the rabbi. Says the Gemara, Ki asim Ravin, when Ravin v'chal nechusa yama, and the first explain what is nechusa yama. Nechusa yama, very different than nowadays. In those days, there were a group of Amoraim, including Ravin, who left Eretz Yisrael and went to Bavel to learn. They went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz to learn Torah. And they said that this opinion that Rabbi Yochanan said wasn't just his own opinion, it was Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzadik. And therefore, the halacha is, indeed, we could be lenient on the Ksamim. Says the Gemara, Amar Chilki Batuvi, Hitanakish Laigi is Manalirois. Again, we have this girl whose Laigi is Manalirois. Afilu Shaifas Kolzayin, even if she is expelling blood for 7 consecutive days, Eina Ela Riya Achas. It's all considered one Riya. And as we've been saying, and we started the share with this, everybody agrees that if we have a girl whose Laigi is Mana Lirois, she has to have 3 Riyas, only by the 3rd Riya do we consider her a full-fledged woman. So this is only considered one Riya. Ask the Gemara, the wording is very difficult. Afila Shapas, it seems to be saying, because even though she saw the straight Riya, the halacha is, we only consider it one Riya. And the Diyak is, the Vlaimabaya Pesakas. And certainly if she interrupted the Riyas, it would be considered, we should be lenient. Ask the Gemara, just the opposite. Adirabba, Pesakas have a look at Shtei Riyas. Let's think about it. If it's all considered one Riya, so only you have one Riya. And as we said a moment ago, in order for her to be established like a regular woman, she has to have 3 Riyas. But if she stopped, she stopped and saw again, so then it's 2 separate Riyas. So what Afila Shafaz seems to teach us, that even though she went straight, I'm going to be lenient. Oh, ask the Gemara, contrary, only because it was stopped. It was straight. Without interruption, can we be lenient? If there would have been an interruption, there's no way to be lenient. Again, let's read the word. Afil shafas, does that mean, even though they went straight, v'lemibayim, certainly the halach would be, if pesakas, if she stopped, we could be lenient. That isn't true. Adarabba, just on the opposite. Pesakas, if she would have stopped, have lekishtei riyas. That everybody agrees we have to be machmer by the 3rd riyah. Says the Gemara, what we have to understand, and the Rishash says, it's not that we're changing the words, it's just we're understanding the word. And what the Gemara meant to say is like this. Tinoikish Laigi is Mana Lirois. Again, we have this young girl, Vishafas called Zayin, and she saw straight for 7 days. So the halacha is Ein Ela Riya Achas. But Avadav, she saw, stopped, and saw, that's 2 Riyas. Says the Gemara further. Amar Rav Simi Barashi, Amar Rav Simi Bachiyah, Midalefes, a girl who's constantly dripping, ena karoya. So, pasha pshat, ena karoya means that we don't count. It's not considered a riyah. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that? For kachazia. She is seeing. So how can we ignore it? Ema, says the Gemara, ena kashafas al kapesakas. What Rav Simi is coming to teach us is that the girl who's seeing them in a dripping fashion is not considered like one long Riyah. It's considered like she stopped and started. Ask the Gemara, does that make any sense? Mechlal de Shafaz ki Nahara? To be considered a Shafaz, she has to be expelling a lot of blood? A woman couldn't survive. if she would be expelling that kind in that way for 7 consecutive days. Says the Gemara, on the contrary, Ela'ema ela kishafas. A medalefes is considered like a shafas, and it's considered all one riyah. But what is the definition of a medalefes? That she should be considered like a shafas. That all of that should only be considered one riyah. So the Rishonim already say, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, if it's constantly dripping, no stop. If it's dripping and stops and starts dripping again, those are two riyahs. But if it's a constant drip, although it's just a slight drip, it's all considered just one riyah. Continues the Gemara. Tanaba. Chazaka b'nais Yisrael shalagia lepirkon. The chazaka is that a girl, until she comes of age, harei heim b'cheskas tara. She is considered b'cheskas tara. There's no question about her status. And as we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir, when we speak here about cheskas tara, it doesn't mean regarding having relations for a husband. It means regarding her ability to touch tahara, so we need not be concerned. Any notion by the son, there's no need to do any examinations. Mishigil perkin, but once they come of age, and as I've mentioned in a previous year, there's a machloikus, what does higil perkin mean? Doesn't mean that she had stay saris alone, or 12 years alone, or only if she had both. Dalochis harei becheskas tuma. Now we have to be concerned. The notion by the son. And women have to do the bedikah on them. Why do other women have to do the bedikah? So the Mefarshim gives two explanations. One is we just don't think that they're capable of doing the bedikah themselves. Another pshat is they don't have nemanis. The whole concept of Hilchas Nida, this is a fundamental in Hilchas Nida, is that we trust the woman to say that she's Tamei Yatar. These girls don't have that nemanis. Rav Yehuda Omer, Ein Baitken Esabiyat, so when other people do the bedikah on them, they just don't do a regular bedikah, Neishim Vasen Oysan. Masvasan means that they mess them up. So there's two pshat in what that means. One is that by other people putting their hands into their makam, they could be causing them to see dam which they normally wouldn't have seen. So they could have been tar. This caused it to come out. Another pshat is they sometimes will scratch the sides of the wall, and that will cause bleeding, but that isn't dam, that's tamay. But we don't know what's the dam that's tamay, so doing it that way could only lead to problems. Ella, what should we do? What should they do? Sochanesem b'shem b'fnim, they put in oil, and then they wipe, a slight wipe from outside, which means that by putting in the oil, what the oil will do is that if there is dam that's supposed to come out, it will come out very easily. And if there's no dam, it won't come out. And therefore, this is a very non-invasive examination. Of course, all the pious can say that we have no way of doing this test. We're not familiar with these details. Rav Yossi Omer, Muberis. So begins the Gemara. Tana Tanaka made Rabbi Lezer. Rav Yossi Omer Muberis Menekesh Avla Gimel Einus. As we discussed in the previous year, if you have a woman that's pregnant or a woman that's nursing, 90 days pass without them having any riyah, talach is da'ishat. Amalei, to which he asked, let's look at this wording. Pesach to betray, you began speaking about two women, umuberis and a meneka, v'siyam to bechera, and you ended speaking about one. Dilma, so he asked, muberis, maybe what you're coming to teach us, that you could have a woman who's pregnant and then nursing, and we're learning, and what you're teaching us, as we said a moment ago, once she doesn't see dam for 90 days, once she doesn't see dam for 90 days, she's considered Musalekas Damen. Teaches us the Gemara that it doesn't have to be that all 90 days were while she's pregnant, or all 90 days while she was nursing. We can combine days of pregnancy and days of nursing that they should combine to the 90 days. So the Mefarshim have a very interesting discussion here. In our previous year, we learned the Machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and Rameya. Why a nursing woman doesn't have dam. Rabbi Yossi's opinion was, because she's weak. Evirem is sparkin. Remeya said, because dam neker v'nasa cholof. So Mepharshim say, Rabbi Yossi, it's very understandable. The reason why Muberis doesn't have a dam, and the reason that Menekes doesn't have a dam is the exact same reason. Evirem is sparkin, she's weak. And therefore the psak of the Gemara that those two situations could combine is very understandable. The question that Mepharshim posed is according to Remeya. The Remeya gives a very different reason by Muberis and by Menekes why they don't have dam. By Muberis, it's because dam neker v'nasa cholof, and by Menekes, the reason is because of Avirem Sparkin. So Remeya agree that even though they have different reasons for the dam not to be there, they could still combine. Some of Farshim say no, because they come with very different physical situation. And that's why the Gemara is very meduyik, because it's Rabbi Yossi l'shitasai. Others say that even Remeya could agree to this thing. Because it doesn't make a difference, say those Mepharshim, that there are different reasons. The reality is they're both Musulekistam. And therefore, since they're both Musulekistam, they could combine. So again, says the Gemara Kamashma, what this Gemara is teaching us is the Meyibura Oilin Lamei Menikta, the Meyibura Oilin Lamei Beibura, Kiritanya, as indeed we learned, the Meyibura Oilin Lamei Menikta, the Meyibura Oilin Lamei Beibura. And explains the Gemara. Ketzer, what does that mean? Hifsik shtei b'meimbura. She missed two riyas, two oinis, while she was pregnant. Vachs b'meimnikta, and then a third one while she was nursing. Or vice versa. Shtein b'meimnikta, two while she was nursing. Vachs b'meibura. Or achs b'meimnikta, 45 days while she was pregnant. Vachs b'meimnikta, mitzdar for legimel oinis. So Tosfos asks a gevaldige kasha. Tosfos says, now what happened here is that either she was pregnant and then started nursing, which is very normal, or she was nursing and then became pregnant. So Tosfos asks that we're going to learn in the Gemara later that a woman only becomes pregnant around the time she's supposed to go to the mikvah. Because when she has dam, that's what we know, ovulation causes pregnancy. So ask Tosfos, this woman, how did she go from pregnancy to how did she go from nursing to pregnancy without becoming a nida first? So Tosfos says two terutzim. One terutz, Tosfos says, is that that Gemara that a woman has to ovulate and have dam to become pregnant is not talking about a nursing woman. A nursing woman's body is all different. That's one terutz, Tosfos says. Another terutz, Tosfos says, is that most women, when the Gemara says that most women become pregnant when they're nida, is most women. There are exceptions. Says the Or Sameach, a very big chumrah. Tosfos, according to the second teretz that we just quoted, in Tosfos, the first teretz, says that this woman is sort of an exception. Because most women ovulate and have dam before they can become pregnant. Says the Or Sameach, that if you see a woman who was nursing, and then became pregnant, she has to go to the mikvah. Because we need to be concerned that maybe she saw dam, because otherwise it's unlikely she would have gotten pregnant. So she has to keep Zayin Yamim, Zayin Nakim, and go to the mikvah. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Tshuva, in Mechel Shlomo, uses very strong wording. He says, Yef Shalahamin, it's impossible to believe that the Or Sameach would have passed in that way. Al Gemara clearly says that the two times combined, and there's no reason to assume that she was a nida, and of course, she doesn't have to go to the mikvah, and that's the way all the pious can paskin. I saw the Mechash Yitzchak paskin that way, the Shevet Alevi paskin that way. It's a chumra that's not heard of. Continues the Gemara. Bishlama, Yimei Yibura Oyla Yimei Menikta, Mishkachta the Kamanka, the Azla, first she was nursing, Umabra, and then she became pregnant. Asked the Gemara, Eli Yimei Mikta Oyla Yimei Yibura, we said that first she was pregnant, and then she nursed, and they were saying that there was 90 days in combination, that she didn't say dam. But ask the Gemara, Hechem Shkachsla, what happened? First she was nursing, and then she had a baby. But if she had a baby, first she was pregnant, and then she was nursing, and we say the two periods, the 90 days combined. But first she had to have a baby. And when you have a baby, there's dam. So How do we say we have straight 90 days without any dam? So Gemara gives a few trutzim. Ibai sem beledi yabeshta, that it's possible to have a child without any dam. Vibai sem adam nidalchud, v'dam leidalchud, that they can't, those two dam are not considered the same dam. Vibai sem atanichada, you only could have first pregnancy, first nursing and then pregnancy, but indeed you can't have pregnancy and then nursing. And as the Mefarshim explained, the last teretz is a difficult teretz, because the Gemara, the Braisa clearly spoke about both cases, and now we're just omitting, deleting one. Why would we want to do that? Say the Mefarshim, this teretz felt there's no choice, because this Braisa said to say that the other two terutzim are very difficult terutzim to accept. To say that there was a lady without any blood, highly unusual. To say that the dam nida and the dam leida are different blood, they all come from the same place. So because it felt it had no answer, it had to delete one of the situations.